Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I told you about this. You know what happens when, and I can speak from the Phillies' perspective, when they won in 2008, I can't say I named any babies after Chase or Ryan or Jimmy.
I was chasing Coles.
Shane or Cole or whoever. But my mom did name puppies, a litter of puppies after them.
Right.
So there was Ryan. There was Chase. There was a Cole. There was a Jimmy. I mean, the notable puppies.
A Chooch.
I don't think there was a Chooch. There should have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, there should have been. Because Chooch is cute. Like, you know, you want to pinch his cheeks. You know what I mean? Yeah, so there's a lot of kids that, they'd be like 10 years old right now, 9, 10 years old.
Yeah.
Or you see a lot of Chases and Coles, and if you ask them, like, yep, named after them. So Eagles won a Super Bowl. And I saw some story where that a lot of children were actually Super Bowl night. The magic happened after the game.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be a lot of birthdays right around 9 months from there.
If not that night, that week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of good feelings in the air.
Oh, yeah. Leading all the way up to the parade.
So what would you think, and I don't actually have this data. Ben has the story. Mm-hmm. But what would you think would be the most popular name that has spiked in the state of Pennsylvania since the Eagles have won the Super Bowl?
Nicholas.
So there's Nick or Nicholas for Nick Foles. Mm-hmm. There's Doug.
Yeah, you got Doug.
For Doug Peterson. Wow. Maybe an extra Brandon or two.
You got a Carson.
And then you have Carson.
Yep.
So you think it was Nick for Nick Foles?
Yeah. I would say Nicholas, yeah.
Nicholas. Yeah. I still think it's Carson. I would think it's for Carson Wentz. Everybody's going to say, like, Eagles won the Super Bowl. Oh, Wentz wagon.
And Carson is more of a... It's a cooler name.
It's newer name.
Yeah, it's a newer name, yeah.
When we were growing up, there weren't any Carsons.
I didn't know a damn Carson.
I didn't know a Carson. I knew Nick's.
Yeah,
I knew Nicholas.
Been around forever. Yeah.
Carson's kind of like a girl's name, to be honest. Like, it could be either way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Never met a girl named Carson, but I guess so.
But in theory, I guess maybe I've heard of a Carson. There's Carson Daly, but...
Sure.
You know, that's probably a phony name anyway.
Carson.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
people.
It's his Hollywood name. Yeah, Carson Daly.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think he may have been the only Carson that I knew of.
All right, so Ben.
It's Carson Daly.
Drum roll, please. What is the answer?
So the answer actually is Carson.
I knew it.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Let's take this into account. So far, we've seen Chase spike around 2009, around 700 babies a year. In Pennsylvania, getting named Chase. And then it dropped back down to about 250. So the Chase wave is over. But the Carson wave is starting to spike up right around Chase now. They passed each other last year. And now there are more babies being named after Carson Wentz and Chase Utley, of course. Now, the question is, we haven't had the Super Bowl baby boom yet. If we want to talk about Super Bowl babies, we have to wait. Let's see. The game was February 4th, so that would put us right around at 9-2, November 4th.
Right.
So when we get to November, that's the question is, when we look at the data from then, are we going to see as many Carsons, or is Nick going to take over? It's harder to tell with Nick, because Nick is a name you see a lot anyway. Doug is a name you see a lot anyway, but... I would have to imagine that Carson's going to stay the really, really unique name. Because if you name your kid Nick, unless you name him like Douglas Nick or something, no one's going to know why you named your kid Nick.
It's just Nick.
If you name him Carson, then people will know.
Of course. Yeah, especially around these parts. I would imagine Carson's name will be the most popular name in this area over the next decade.
Absolutely.
Without any question. Started from his rookie year. People started wanting to name their child Carson after his rookie year. So you can only imagine going through that MVP season, people have made up in their mind, oh, my next born son is going to be named Carson.
8 weeks in the last year it was
just
Carson.
Off the season. And so, you know, in the Super Bowl, while that may be an excuse to name your son Nicholas, it's also an easy excuse to continue with Carson because the Eagles won the Super Bowl. and he's the one that's going to be the quarterback here for the next decade.
Right. Yeah, right.
Yeah, he's the one that's going to be the quarterback.
Kevin Key checks in on Twitter and says that their baby number one with him and his wife is going to be Carson.
Yeah.
Or they're looking at Carson.
Yeah.
Which means he wants to call him Carson. And
she wants to call him something after Carter. Her dad. Yeah, after her dad name or something.
So I want to hear from some people that named their children either off of the Phillies run or maybe your wife's pregnant right now and the due date is 9 months after the Super Bowl. 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. So would that be November November 4th?
Yeah, it was a good winter for a lot of you hibernators that may have been procreating during that time. I mean, it's a lot of playoff games. You know, it's the winter time. That was a month, that January into February. I can imagine the baby boom come next October and November should be pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
It should be pretty good in this area.
Or maybe you have a newborn at home and you already went Carson. Regardless, he gets hurt, and it's like, oh, I'm still going Carson. 888-729-9494. You know, it's funny. You bring up that month of February, Ike, and this is also something I'd love to hear from people regarding. You remember we were like newlyweds in love. Not even newlyweds, because at that point you're married. You already known them for years.
Yeah.
It's like you meet the girl, and you start dating, and like everything's new and exciting, and you're just happy, and she's hot, and you're just happy.
Who was like newlyweds, you and I?
No, I'm talking about man and a woman.
Okay.
Yeah. No. Well, I'm saying
I didn't know what you were talking about. I don't know.
No, like
You said in the wintertime we were like newlyweds.
Well, no, in February.
Yeah.
The way I feel like we were just as people. Okay. Not even in the show, just as Philadelphians.
Gotcha.
You felt like everything was just great. You're just walking around on cloud nine.
It was. Yeah.
It's you coming in, I went down the pro shop again, getting more stuff. Stuff comes in the mail.
Yeah.
More Eagles gear. You bring the Eagles Super Bowl cup in.
Yeah.
Everything came in. And so Ben asked the question, and it's interesting. What is life different now that the Eagles have won a Super Bowl?
Oh, hell yeah.
Is sports life different now? As a sports fan, are we different now because the Eagles won?
I think at the core we're still the same, but I think right now we're still enjoying the fact that we're Super Bowl champions, and we should, and we should. I mean, you know how long this city, this fan base has been waiting to call themselves Super Bowl champions, and if I'm an Eagles fan, you say it to yourself every day until the next team wins the Super Bowl. You are the defending Super Bowl champions. And I don't know when the next one is coming. So I'm not going to take this one for granted. I'm not going to act as if I've won one before. Yeah, I'm going to savor it. I'm going to be petty about the fact we got one in Dallas. You haven't won but two playoff games in 23 years. Like the Redskins, are you kidding me? Not since 1991. You don't have one. So, you know, no one but the Giant fans can really talk around here about any type of ultimate success because we also have the Phillies World Series.
Yep.
Like, I've been doing this for 10 years. I got two world championships. I got one in my first year, and I got one this year.
Yeah, it's not like when it was the last championship was 83.
Yeah.
For a lot of people that were listening to us, they were either young or they didn't see it at all. Obviously, there's still a lot of people that did see it in 83, but there's a large portion of your fan base that doesn't even remember it.
Yeah.
What's that like? You watch sports and you never saw or remember a championship.
That's unbelievable.
And now we actually have at least one championship if you're old enough for 2008, not just to know that it happened and remember it, but to enjoy it. That's the thing. I've enjoyed this so much. You know why I didn't think it was going to happen?
Yeah, me either.
I never thought I was going to live to see it.
Yeah, I'm with you. We all hoped that we would, but, man, imagine being a part of those teams that didn't get it done. And you're like, oh, Lord, yeah, we're never going to win the Super Bowl, man. We're never going to win the Super Bowl.
Yep.
so for you,
the Marks and Reese listener, is life different as a sports fan? See, I'll tell you as a sports fan, Maybe it gives the Eagles a little bit of rope, but for the most part, I'm I'm just as I'm
the same old curmudgeon.
Yeah, I'm the same thing. Yeah. I am. I'm hot and I'm cold. I'm overreactive. I'm
that's
the same.
That's your core. That's your core.
It is.
That's your core.
I'm nice. I'm fair. Sometimes I'm overreactive. But I don't think we've changed as fans. I just think we're enjoying the win. You know what I mean? It's nice to just finally be like, wow, it's a relief.
Yeah, I'm with you there, but I'm also with you. Listen, it's not in my DNA to just be, I don't know, passive when it comes to the results of games. And if the expectations are there for you to win or have a certain level of success when they don't meet that expectation, then I'm going to have a reaction. I've never been the guy that started talking about fire people and this and that and the other. That's never been my thing.
Right.
But doesn't mean I won't be critical of the players. So, you know.
So how much?
I get paid to do the last thing WIP wants to do if all of a sudden lose an edge.
No.
Right? When it comes
to. Well, that's not the city.
Yeah, that's not what we
for
are.
Our listeners.
Yeah. You know, Angelo in the morning, he's going to get riled up.
Yeah, well, I can't go full blow Angelo, guaranteed. I think it buys you, and I'm curious to what everybody else thinks. Does it, like, with the Eagles? What does it buy them? What does the Super Bowl buy them as far as the fans? Does it buy them any, like, year one? You're kind of like, all right, well, they did win last year. I have to trust that they'll turn it around. Let's just say, and I don't want to be negative, but let's just say that there's some early struggles, whether it's the first game or whatever. Do people go full-blown Philadelphia fan early, or do you have to give them?
Yeah, because they want to prove that they're still Philadelphia fans, and they want to be able to stick their chest out and say, yeah, we won one, but let's go get two. I want to win one every year. And as a fan, yeah, you do want to win one every year. Fans, that's just fans. They are going to want to win a title every year. They also have to realize that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. You're going to have more losing seasons, meaning years that you don't win it, than you have that you win it. So to me, the Eagles have a pass for as long as I'm a Philadelphia Eagle fan. They've won the Super Bowl. Does that mean I'm not going to care about the results of the seasons? Does that mean if Doug has four or five losing seasons that when I, or even before that, he's not going to get replaced? Does that mean Carson, if he's playing bad, he's not going to be criticized? No, it doesn't mean any of that. But what I am saying is they've delivered the title.
Bottom line.
So it's going to take me a while for it to get to a point where I become bitter Eagle fan again and start screaming, I haven't won a Super Bowl. And, like, how long does it have to be before you say, we haven't won a Super Bowl in X amount of years? Now, if you're a damn Jets fan who haven't won one since Joe Willie Namath, yeah, you ought to be ticked off. All right? You ought to be ticked off. Yeah. But you can't be a Ravens fan who hadn't won one since 2012 and be mad because the damn team is not winning the Super Bowl this year. It doesn't work that way. That's being an unrealistic fan.
I agree.
That's been an unrealistic fan. So it doesn't mean you're not going to get upset when they don't win.
I think
you got to keep it in perspective, though.
I think it gives the organization as a whole. You can't – it always bothered me when fans said, oh, Jeffrey Lurie's cheap and he just wants to make money and he doesn't really care about winning. To where it's like, trust me on this. Jeffrey Lurie wants to win a Super Bowl.
Damn right he did.
There's no doubt about that because rich guys want Super Bowl championships.
Yeah, they're already rich.
Right. Yeah, does he want to make money? Absolutely he does.
Yeah.
But is he putting a product out there just to make money? No, he's trying to win. I always hated when you got that.
I agree. And you can be the Browns and make money in the NFL.
But Jeffrey Lurie now – you won't hear – before maybe I take kind of like backhanded shots at him because he's down scouting players at the whatever, the Senior Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad word going to come out of my mouth about
Super
Jeffrey
Bowl
Lurie.
Championship owner.
888-729-9494.
That's what he is. He got that trophy.
He's got the trophy.
He's got a trophy. He can sit at the table now.
Stacy is the due date, her due date, pregnant right now.
Ah,
November 4th. Stacy, yes.
What's up, Stacy?
Hi.
Hi. Yeah,
all right,
I'm having a Super Bowl baby.
The Eagles win the Super Bowl. You celebrate. You and your significant other head for bed, and the rest is history. Is that how it went down?
It's pretty much, yeah.
That's pretty much, yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
We're not going with the Carson trend, though. We're going with Vincent Lombardi.
No way.
That is nice. Oh, you shouldn't have said that on the air. Somebody's going to steal your idea.
So, is your last name Lombardi, or are you going Vincent Lombardi first middle name?
Vincent Lombardi Whittem.
Got it. I like that.
That's awesome.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody do that before, right?
Wow. That
Vincent Lombardi.
Whose idea was that, Stacey?
Not mine.
But you signed off on it.
Yeah, I agreed. It was actually my best friend's idea, and then my boyfriend loved it, and he's convinced me.
Wow. Yeah, that's a great name, Stacey. That is, especially if you're a football fan, you're an Eagles fan, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
That's a storyteller for that kid for the rest of his life. I mean, are you kidding me when he says his name is Vincent Lombardi? What are your parents? They're crazy? No, I was conceived the night we won our first Vincent Lombardi trophy here in Philadelphia. That's awesome, Stacey. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
All right.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. So
it never crossed my mind.
So a baby conceived the night the Eagles won the Super Bowl to a baby who was conceived the night the Eagles lost the Super Bowl. Oh. Jimmy in Jenkintown did the latter.
1980 Super Bowl.
2004.
Man, it's going to be tough to follow up Vincent Lombardi. But, we had our first baby back in 2003, and everybody's happy, and we're trying to figure out when we're having our next one, so you got a plan. So my wife says, well, the Eagles just got T.O. before the 2004 season. So she didn't want to,
wanted to wait.
Worry about the baby. Yeah.
Right.
She wanted to wait until after the season. You know, she wants to enjoy watching the Eagles make it all the way to the Super Bowl. Because, mm-hmm. It was just a great season.
Indeed.
Plus, she just had a baby. She wouldn't go back to being pregnant.
Well, hey, man, when you're young, you got to knock them out. You don't want to be changing diapers when you're 50.
Yeah.
I guess that's a good point.
So a couple of weeks after the Super Bowl, my wife gives me the look like, time to go to the doctor. I'm like, oh, great, okay. So you sit there, and the doctor takes out that spin wheel thing, asks you all the questions. So he says, oh, all right, well, looks like you guys conceived on February 4th. And I get this, elbow right into my ribs. I just go, what? My wife mouths Super Bowl over to me. So we conceived on the night they lost. That's why we didn't name him anything special, but we refer to him as the NFC champ.
Oh.
Okay. The
all
NFC
right.
Champ.
There you go. You could have named the Mike after Mike Reese.
Could have, yeah. Yeah, could have. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. You got to be pretty cool to carry off an Ike. I don't know.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Appreciate that.
Thanks, Jimmy. could have went number five.
Could have went T.O.
Yeah, you're not going to go five. Not after losing it. Maybe the NFC Championship game.
Right.
Could have done it. Very interesting. So people are chiming in, Ike, and they're saying that they have changed since they won the Super Bowl.
There you go.
Jim in Northeast Philly. Hello, Jimmy.
Hey, Ike.
What's up, brother?
My brain's getting fried. So I started talking to your producer. I'm 52 years old. So in my life, and I've had season tickets to the Eagles since 89.
Mm-hmm.
So my life has never had a Super Bowl until obviously this past year. So as a 52-year-old, lifelong Philadelphian, I've seen them all. I got two Flyers in the 70s. I got the Sixers. I got the Phillies. I got the Eagles. Finally, I got the Eagles. And this past week, and guys who know me will recognize me, but this past week my company sent me to training for a week in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
So don't you know I was wearing my Super Bowl champion hat.
Oh, yeah.
Eagles T-shirts, Eagles golf shirts at every single location I went in that whole damn town.
What was the reaction? Kind of like,
Yeah, they were not. Well, first of all, I'm 6'2", 350, flaming red hair.
You don't blend in, maybe I do.
Right. So I look like a lunatic no matter where I'm at, unless I'm over in Ireland. And, I got lots of looks. People were not happy with me, but, again,
what are you going to do about it?
I like that.
That's great.
So in the airport, they have the Cowboys. I don't know if you've been to Fort Worth Airport. They have the Cowboys store.
Yeah.
Where it's like entirely just everything Cowboys. So I walked by and pretended like I was throwing up, and a guy that works in the store looks at me and goes, "Man, that's not right. I just took off my hat." Showed it to him. It just said, "Not even born yet." Put the hat back on and walked away.
There you go.
Oh, that's awesome.
He was like a 20-something working the store.
Right, right.
So he hasn't seen Jack.
Ah, that's right. Like David Akers said.
He's barely seen playoff wins.
Yeah,
only two of them.
Mixed it in.
And we gave him one. Yeah, that's true, except for some of them, maybe the Mormons.
Yeah, if they're on a mission somewhere. Yeah. The delivery by Akers was so good, man.
Yeah.
God, he owned them. Those fools didn't even know what to do. Ben, you're listening to Marks and Reese live from the ballpark, 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting away from our Tasty Cake studios. Ben, I'm sure that, you know, Ben was, our producer Ben Livingston was crying just during regular playoff games, not even
right.
During this. I'm imagining after the Super Bowl he was. So, Ben, do you feel different as a Philadelphia sports fan and a Philadelphian after everything that went down?
You know, most of my life isn't that different, but I do have this thing where I wake up in the morning sometimes, and when I haven't thought about it in 2 or 3 days, and I'm sure we've all gone through this, I just look at that banner in my room, or I look at my glass that says Super Bowl champs, or I just pull up a YouTube video of the highlights, because I've intentionally watched the highlights very little, because I want to savor them for special moments, and it's just, it's like listening to your favorite song. And I just watch it, and every time I expect it to be old to me. I'm like, watching the Alshon catch again, you know, I've seen that 30 times. It
never
won't be new
old.
To me. It never gets old.
It's better.
And the wave of emotion hits me every time. Like, I'm like, this is real. And the greatest thing about it is it's never changing. Like,
nope.
The Saints are still milking that team. The Saints are still milking the aura of being a team that won the Super Bowl. Think about all the franchises that have won Super
That's
Bowls.
True.
The
That's
Seahawks
true.
Won. What was it? It's been 5 years now.
Seahawks won in what, 12?
I think 13.
It went back to back.
Okay.
And they still are benefiting from that.
Yep.
This is not something that's going to end next year. This is not something that's going to end in 2020. We are going to live this for a long, long time. And that's the thing that gets me is it hasn't gotten old. I thought it would get old after a few months. And maybe saying, oh, the Eagles won the Super Bowl has gotten a little old. But just going back and looking at all the little things from it, going over onto Google and searching Eagles Lombardi Trophy and having real photos there that aren't from Madden, that's something that's never going to get old to me.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this is about to be the beginning of the new era. It's the flip side of what we did, because they've won one already, and short of sounding like an Eagles cheerleader here, I just think with this kid, you got two more appearances. I just do. I honestly believe that. I wouldn't say that. Because I am a former player, I should have some sort of restraint when it comes to praising the guys, right? And I do. It's almost a natural thing for me to be like, whoa, slow down, you know? Especially when it comes to Eagles players. I don't mind going overboard with other players in other sports on other teams. But with the Eagles, I almost get it. It's like a double-edged sword for me, right? It's like, you know, if I'm not praising enough, I'm being a hater. If you're praising too much, you're being a cheerleader, right?
Of course.
I mean, that's what I get when it comes to the Eagles. But I'm okay with that. I truly believe Carson Wentz is destined to be the best quarterback in the NFL.
Well, you're not alone.
I mean, that's just what I truly believe. I look at the rest of the quarterbacks. I look at him. I look at the work ethic. I look at all the things you want in a guy that is a franchise-caliber quarterback that's going to give you sustainable success, and he has them. I don't have red flags when I look at Carson Wentz as a player.
No.
I mean, oh, yeah, the running, that's something you can be concerned with. But I'm not about to be concerned with him having the ability to extend plays, because that's part of greatness of him as a player.
I think he'll figure out to protect himself.
He'll get smarter with it. Yep.
No matter what he says, he's going to
he'll get smarter with it. Yep.
I still worry about him holding up, because the NFL, listen, unless you're Tom Brady or Flacco, despite the one knee injury he had, or Eli Manning, you take shots, you go down, you get hurt. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers missed a lot of time.
Yeah, and Ben Roethlisberger as well. Injuries are a part of the game.
Yep.
They just are. So that's what I mean. If this kid can stay healthy, this is what he's going to do. He's
going
to be the best every year. He's the best of the young quarterbacks.
It's going to be fun. John in Westchester. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up, brother?
What up, John?
Hey, I'm with you, Ike, man. I'm still living the dream, man. It's unbelievable. I went to a funeral two weekends ago, and I wore my Eagles jersey underneath my shirt, because the guy who passed away, when I talked to him after the new year, after we won the Super Bowl, he said, "Nah, just die in peace." And I was like, I got to wear the jersey to the funeral.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll just say a close family friend pass away before the season even started. When I'm talking about big Eagles fan, and I don't know if it was, I don't remember if it was leading up to the Super Bowl or after, but I know some of the family and friends went over there and laid an Eagles blanket down on his grave.
Oh yeah,
and left some other stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, no, because the Eagles were like a lot of people around here, so important to him.
Oh yeah, I know. There's a lot of people that did that. They went out to loved ones' graves the morning of. And we talked about that during that week after the Super Bowl win, and we had so many people that called up.
So emotional.
And was emotional about that. And they had, whether it was a best friend, or if it was a dad, or what have you, or even a coach that was big-time Eagles fans. You know, you wanted them to be here to share that. You wanted them to have a part of that.
Yep.
You wanted them to be here.
No doubt.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.